Ririata Makiha is speaking at Ngāwhiriwātea this coming Friday about Te Māramatanga, but also about this wonderful time of the year. He's been a long-time broadcaster, but also of late has been acknowledged for his in-depth knowledge of matters Māori. He's kindly with us today to talk about the kōrero coming this way on Friday. Te tukana Ririata, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Itinerary Wātea. Kia ora.
Hey, kia ora, tēnā koe. Te honga mihi nui, kia koe a rā hoki ki te hunga o tahuri te whakarongo mai. Yeah. Mōrena.
Mōrena. Ririata, you went to, what was it, Black Wānanga or Dark Wānanga, a place when you were a young man with your papa, learning about the depth of our understanding of matters Māori. When we use the term Māramataka, many think it's calendar, but you say it's got a wider concept than what we know as a traditional Western calendar now.
Yeah. First of all, about those blackouts, those old wānanga that our dad was brought up in, along with a number of other kaumātua from back home under the tutelage of Huru Titore and Mohi Waitai and the old Tohunga of old. But I didn't realise at that time, Dale, that what was being passed down were actually insights into how our old people understood the how to live in harmony with an environment. And so they had these, mentioning these stars and all these times of the year, some brilliant kōrero. And so that's what we've gone back to. And this time of the year, of the there's a lot of renewed interest, I think, in trying to recapture all those old stories, what we call kōrero tukuiho, that help us to realign with the and tune into our environment, which is where we had always come from, as being part of an environment and not standing apart from it now. And I think that's what the greatest teachings were through those whare wānanga. And now, of course, we've gone across the whole motu, having a talk about trying to bring a lot of that mātauranga, that knowledge back. And thankfully, there are many, many groups now. In fact, you go into a 500-seat theatre these days, you know, they can pack it out. I was up at Whangarei on Wednesday night, mate, and that was packed out as well, a theatre, two-story theatre. And so, yeah, that's gathering lots and lots of interest. And I guess the way forward now is to see how it might become part of a learning curriculum where this knowledge will never be lost again.
That's remarkable, isn't it, to fill out a theatre in Whangarei. And people are intrigued, as you say, it's the right time of the year. Matariki is upon us, but an opportunity for us to understand our own ways better. What feelings did you have when you looked down at the crowd? There'd be many faces, many young and old, there, interested in this aspect of our taha Māori, Ririata. What feelings did that invoke within you?
Yeah, well, scary, actually, because I actually thought, being at the council, it'll be in your room. Usually they have a room full of people, and that's fine. And then before I got to the Whangarei that evening, I got a message to say they were standing room only, and I thought, I should message them back and tell them to get a bigger room, not knowing that it was actually a theatre. And walked into the theatre, mate, and they were actually turning people away. And it's quite humbling, but also scary, because you don't know where to pitch the kōrero to. You know, they had, there were some councillors, there were some kaumātua kuia, but also a lot of tamariki from our kura that had turned up along with their kaiako, and there were people in the, you know, just learning the reo and keen on how that journey in understanding maramataka and all that might help them with their journey of learning the reo as well. And then there were also the healers, which was really interesting. They had a group of healers, rongoā Māori people there, who are always been using these rhythms of the in the environment to help with the healing of the people, their patients, the people that come to see them. It's humbling to be able to stand in front of a big audience like that. It's damn scary.
Elvis Makiha.
I quipped a little joke up there. I said, "Oh damn! I thought I'd come to a 660 concert."
Well, good on you. This is happening up and down the country, though, isn't it? Whangarei is just an illustration of a mood from our people of wanting to reconnect, ne?
Yeah. I mean, everywhere we go in doing these kore, it's not just me too. I mean, Rangi Mā Tāmua, Ihirangi Heke and them, Ricky Solomon and them, Ihi and them do the sports and, you know, understanding atua matua. Ricky does a lot of the mental health wānanga around the country and the places. Marae are just getting packed now. They have to close them off now. The interest is so huge. And it's good too, and I suppose it's also scary because, you know, we need to keep ensuring that we ground it on the pathway that was left behind by our tūpuna, that pathway called Ngā Kōrero Tuku Iho. And so we go back to those Kōrero Tuku Iho to guide us in what we should be doing, not just with ourselves healing, but also with the taiao. And how to heal the taiao and get it back as close as we can to where it should be.
Liliata, do you conduct these sessions I te reo anake, or is it a sort of swerving mix?
Yeah, well, that's another challenge too. And that was the same challenge up in Whangarei because of a number of the reo speakers there. It's a lot easier for me to stay in the reo. But then if you do that and there's a number of other people who in the audience who don't understand the reo, then you really got to try and find a way to have a good mix of the reo and the English. But one of the things I don't know how to do, you see, when we go back to Kōrero Tuku Iho, that Kōrero left behind from the whare wānanga, I find it difficult to translate into English. And also difficult to explain it in Māori too, because the kupu are so ancient and haven't been used for generations and generations. And trying to get an understanding of that old language that they use is quite challenging, even at the university level. We've had a number of conversations with, well, especially when my uncle Pat was there, and Pat Hohepa, and asking that level of kaumātua and reo gurus to explain some of these kupu that have been handed down through the wānanga. You know, one of those, some of those kupu are like in one of the old kākia, ngongo. Ngongo, tane, and kui is those kupu. So ngongo is actually an emaciation. So you see, if you have a look at some of those corso pictures, you know, those people in Africa suffering from malnutrition and all that, that's our kupu ngongo, and it hasn't been used for, I don't know, ever. And so recovering those explanations of those old words, that's a real challenge too.
Well, I know that what you have to share is what people are desperate to hear. I'm a bit loath to mention where you're speaking on Friday now, because our whare here at Ngā Whare Wāte is only little, and we'll have people lining up to the gate, but so be it. It's part of our reo mata hiapo kaupapa too. It's a wānanga reo, and Ririata will be speaking here between 6 and 8 p.m., perhaps it's reo anake. We'll have to wait and see. But it is always a pleasure. We're so sort of buoyed by the fact that so many of our people and others are interested in what you, Rangi, and others have to share at Te Rangatira Rally. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero today. Travel safe. I see you heading to Taranaki as well. So this kōrero is really touching the hearts of many up and down the motu. Great to have you join us on the program today. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi nui. Kia ora mai tātou.